Welcome to Morning Prayer, Monday, the 11th of January. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 2. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Why are the nations in tumult, and why do the peoples devise a vain plot? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. He who dwells in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be prudent, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and with trembling kiss his feet, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are all they who take refuge in him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Most high and holy God, lift our eyes to your Son, enthroned on Calvary, as we behold his meekness, shatter our earthly pride, for he is Lord forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations that the Lord is King. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tell out his salvation from day to day. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Let us pray. A prayer by the Reverend Henry Alford, 1810 to 1871. O God, perfect us in love that we may conquer all selfishness and hatred of others. Fill our hearts with thy joy and shed abroad in them thy peace, which passeth understanding, that so those murmurings and disputing to which we are too prone may be overcome. Make us long-suffering and gentle, and thus subdue our hastings and angry tempers. And grant that we may bring forth the blessed fruits of the Spirit to thy praise and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer attributed to Clement of Rome, 1st century. We beseech thee, Master, to be our helper and protector. Save the afflicted among us, have mercy on the lowly. Raise up the fallen, appear to the needy, heal the ungodly. Restore the wanderers of thy people. Feed the hungry, ransom our prisoners, raise up the sick, comfort the faint-hearted. Amen. Believing the promises of God as our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.